Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
I would understand.
I love this album.
That first album is one of my favorite albums. Mm-hmm. So good. Third Eye Blind. Local boys. It's Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Cartelligent. Opt out of the traditional car buying and leasing process. It's a huge pain. Have the industry insider handle everything. You tell them what car you want, they get it all figured out for you. That's car buying solved. That is Cartelligent.com. How about a Kiss, Marry, Kill, you guys? Christmas themed.
Woo woo.
Oh, it's been a minute.
I know, it has been a minute. I was thinking about it this morning.
I'm not into Santa that way. So don't.
You're not going to have to kill Santa. I specifically didn't put Santa in the Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Because you know that story I read yesterday where there are some people into Santa. It's like a fetish thing. It seems
Come
on.
No.
Really?
Yeah, these are all inanimate objects.
Okay.
Kiss, Marry, Kill. The tree and other decorations. That's like just the umbrella of decorations.
All right.
The Christmas dinner. The presents.
This is the easiest thing you've ever done.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. When I'm going to marry the presents, I'm going to make out with the decorations, and you can have your Christmas dinner.
Oh. Mm. Everybody saying that?
No, not
at
all.
Yeah, me either.
I kill the decorations.
Yeah.
The
decorations.
I kiss the presents, but Christmas dinner is I love being with the family. It's a real big deal for us. I absolutely would marry that.
How many people will be at your Christmas dinner this year?
Probably 10.
Oh.
Yeah.
Brothers, sisters, spouses.
My brother, me, and then my sister, her husband, my stepmom, stepdad, the kids. So, yeah. And we'll have a nice Italian polenta dinner. That's what we always have.
Oh, Italian polenta dinner.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
With gravy and fried cheese and some good green beans that have been cooking all day.
What's the meat?
We like to do it with venison gravy, but we don't have access to that at the moment.
So just gravy, but no meat? It's just polenta?
No. We'll do beef gravy. I mean, we call gravy is.
She means what meat sauce. Are you eating?
What meat are you eating?
Just the sauce there. Oh, and then we'll make some sausages too, and have some of those.
So
as well.
Sausages and polenta with beef gravy.
With beef gravy and
wow. Yeah.
My brother and I were texting about the menu yesterday. He is an incredible cook.
Oh.
And so.
Older brother?
Yes. He's 8 years older than me.
Oh, that's right. You're like super surprising.
Yeah.
And by the way, what we call gravy is sauce, like tomato sauce. Like that's.
Oh, so it's a tomato sauce.
Oh, yeah. That's right. People
with
do
sausage.
That.
Right.
Yeah.
I
we
see.
Call it
got it. I'm picturing a brown gravy. All right.
On a polenta.
Mm.
Yeah. We're going to do, I think, a roast and. He wants me to make the mac and cheese since I practiced it at Thanksgiving.
Mm.
And then I was like, okay, well, if we're going to do gravy for the roast, then we have to have mashed potatoes. And he was like, well, I kind of wanted to make potato skins. And I was like, oh, okay. And I'm thinking, well, maybe we could do both. And he goes, what if we did both? So it's going to be mashed potato stuffed potato skins. I'm so excited.
And you put gravy on those.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So good. You're not killing the Christmas dinner then, it
yeah,
sounds like.
Yeah, what are you
like.
Doing?
Okay, yeah, say what you're... What you're so you killed the Christmas dinner?
Yeah, now listen, as decorations go, you know, my neighborhood in particular, along with many others out there in the world, have just gotten completely out of hand with it. But
you love it.
I like a tree. Like, you got to have it.
So did you marry the tree?
No, I made out with the tree. Wait, what did I marry?
You married the presents.
You married the presents.
Yeah, married the presents.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to marry the Christmas dinner. That's definitely the most important part in my family. And I'll kiss the decorations and I'll actually kill the presents.
Ooh. Oh.
No offense to the wonderful presents I got today, but they've just been stressing me out. I feel like I'm just at an age where presents don't really excite me.
I am going to... you guys all made some very good arguments for stuff.
On behalf of the presents, I want to point out, like, for me, that was what it was about when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what it's about now that I'm watching my kids. And the joy, the pure joy and wonderment in these kids' heads and hearts as they just are like... I can't wait.
Yeah. I just feel like the food. I think I'm going to marry the presents too. I love the presents.
Yeah,
I love giving presents. Mm-hmm. I love getting them. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to kiss Christmas dinner because I do. I love Christmas dinner. It is stressful. But the tree and the other decorations, I'm like, that's not. It helps getting the spirit and everything. But if I got to lose something, I'm going to lose the tree and the other decorations. I'll just have a tree shaped pile of presents. All right, and now, how we're getting there. Planes, trains, automobiles. Kiss, marry, kill.
Oh, I would love to marry trains if only we had them in this country.
I know. Whenever I can take a train, I take a train. Like that New York to Boston train, I've taken it a bunch of times now. I freaking love it.
I've taken it too.
Completely stress-free. You're just enjoying it. You can walk around. I just love the train.
Agreed.
So you're going to marry the train?
I would marry the train. I'm going to kill the automobile. Although road trips are lovely, I get so car sick.
Oh.
Like the second I get in a car before it even starts moving, I get a migraine, especially with all these EVs. So it's really been, I've really been stuck in the city recently because of that.
So planes you're going to kiss.
Yeah, I'll kiss
trains,
the plane.
Trains, planes, you're doing it in exactly the order. Trains, planes, automobiles.
What can I say?
Oh, no, I guess it's different. Planes, trains. What about you, Vin?
I can't say I've been on a train in I don't know how many years. Even Caltrain I haven't been on in a long time.
Yeah, I've taken the train to Tahoe. That was pretty fun. But
there
was a 4-hour delay right in the, they had to stop it because some other traffic was coming through. We had to stop for 4 hours. So what was supposed to be like a 6-hour trip was a very, very long 10 hours.
I feel like that's the downside to the train. Like, we were recently in counseling when the counselor was saying, I love the train from, I can't remember where it starts, but somewhere in Monterey County, the train starts and then it goes down to Santa Barbara. And he was like, I love that. And I watched Christina's eyes light up and she's like, oh my God. And I'm looking at him like, what are you doing? That's
trying to give her some great ideas.
This is not helpful. And then he goes, and sometimes, you know, the train will have to stop for pigs or something on the route, you know. And I thought, there it is. That comes with the train ride.
It does.
But I don't hate the train ride. So I would say I will kill the car because I just spend way too much time driving it right now. So I'll marry the plane and I'll date the train.
And kill the car.
Kill the car.
I used to take the train from New York back down to D.C. and then to West Virginia, and I loved it.
I love the train.
The one, they used to have a car where you drink and smoke.
Yeah.
And that was the funnest place to be on that train. Like, everybody's having a great time. We don't care when we get there. When I finally got to my house, I'm like, I'm going to just stay on until Chicago. This is a lot of fun. So I love the train. It was a lot of fun, and I just like, it's pleasant. It's a pleasant travel
experience. So are you marrying it?
I'm going to marry the train. Right. I'm going to kiss I guess I'm going to kiss flying because I'm sick of driving. Yeah, I get sick. I don't want to do no driving on the holidays.
So you're killing the driving. Yeah. I am killing the plane. I feel like I...
You fly a lot these days.
I know, and I'm very stressed out by flying, like the getting to the airport, the checking the baggage, the picking the baggage back up, the getting through the thing, the flight delays.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Cancellation. Like, I just don't want it. You're too dependent on it. And if anything goes wrong, you crash into the ground.
Well, a few things have to go wrong.
But sure. You're right. Not just any little thing. I just tripped. Oh, no. We're going into the ground like a dart. So I'm going to kill the planes. I love road trips. I think they're great. I plan to road trip a lot. Someday when I'm retired, we're going to get a nice, you know, comfy vehicle. Maybe with like a blow up mattress in the back. Like that'd be super fun. We're just like semi camp.
Would you ever do an RV?
I would. I would love to do an RV. I just don't know. I don't know if we have one of those in our future. I don't know if I'd want to live in that. But either way, I love cars. I think a car trip. So I'm going to kiss that and I'm going to go train because I'm always so delighted when we're going to get on the train. I'm like, "Oh my God, the train." And even if there's delays, like you're hanging out in the station, there's like places to sit and eat.
You got to give into it.
Yeah.
That's all.
You go, "Yeah, we get there when we get there."
Trains feel very Christmas coded too. They're very
What is that? Like the Polar Express. It's very, yes. You know.
And the train around the tree.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Right.
Trains and Christmas. Mm. They're making out for sure.
Yeah. They love each other. All right. That's a fun kiss, marry, kill. Did everyone do theirs?
Yes.
Okay. So this is just another cute little Christmas story. Another Guinness World Record has been broken. It's a Home Alone-inspired gingerbread house. It's the McAllister residence. They tried to recreate that from Home Alone. And it broke the Guinness World Record for the largest gingerbread house. Disney built it in Hollywood to celebrate the movie's 35th anniversary. There was a special ceremony hosted by Carter Oosterhaus.
Who?
Oosterhaus. He's from the Great Christmas Light Fight, but he's also been on, I think Carter's been on some of the like trading spaces and some of the HGTV shows. I feel like I could pick them out of a lineup. And there was a Guinness representative there. The house is 34 feet long, 58 feet wide, and over 22 feet tall. It took 8 days to put together, used about 7,000 pounds of flour, more than 6,600 eggs, 4,200 ginger bricks, 1,800 roof tiles made of gingerbread, and 20 gallons, which actually feels like a misprint, of edible glue. I would think you'd need way more than 20 gallons. And then it's all decorated and super cute. So if you're in the LA area, it's going to be open to the public from 4:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the corner of Hollywood and Vine. And there are also replica vehicles like Harry and Marv's van and the Little Nero's pizza delivery car. So those are like in the driveway of this thing.
This isn't the first time they've done stuff like this, because I just looked it up to try and find the McAllister house.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of these different ones from different years. One of them I'm looking at is a version of the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, so they are known for their gingerbread.
This one dates back to 2023. There's one in 2024. So they've used their past experience to create the McAllister home
and break the record. So this is the biggest one.
I still haven't found.
Oh, can you pull
it up? Do you have a picture of it?
I do. Here, hold on a second here.
How big did you say this one was?
It's like 35 by 58 by 22 feet tall. Here it is, Vinny. Come take a look. Oh, he's putting it up there.
I think I may have just found it. Yeah. If this is it.
There. You got to click the. I have the specific one with the Home Alone thing on it. Those are actually replicas, but they're not the one that we're talking about. That is it. Yeah. There we go. Disney and Hulu.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, it just sort of looks like a real house in a lot of ways, but it's all made out of these bricks. And it's big. It's
Disney does everything huge.
They certainly do.
They're good at stuff.
Go big or go home.
Right.
Signed Disney. 34 feet long. 58 feet wide and about 22 feet tall. I don't think you can go in it or anything. I mean, it's made out of gingerbread, but you can certainly go there and take some pictures.
Will they eat it later? Like, can they have a big
there's
party?
Glue all over it, right?
Well, there's edible glue, but honestly, I wonder if they donate it somewhere. Is that possible? Like they chip it off into Ginger Snaps and
here.
I don't know.
Unfortunate. Here you go.
It is a lot of food. The homeless people come and chew on it at night.
That woman with the popcorn should get, chisel off some pieces and put it in the stockings.
Right. I can't wait to decorate gingerbread houses this week.
It is fun.
Okay, now on to the more depressing news.
Okay.
David Harbour, that's Hopper from Stranger Things. He has pulled out of a Stranger Things event. There was a weird story. The headline on this one is David Harbour cracking up? This should be a great holiday season for him. Over each in the series of holidays, we're releasing the final episodes in the final season. But he's been getting nothing but bad press lately. Most notably, he's being trashed as a cheater and just kind of an all-around bad guy by his estranged wife, Lily Allen.
Also his TV daughter.
No, that's right. I wasn't there yet.
Okay.
And then they say here unconfirmed reports, but I thought it was confirmed that some kind of investigation happened, but then they seem to have patched things up. Millie Bobby Brown Jovi branded him as abusive on the set of their show. And now there's this past Saturday at a restaurant called the Encinitas Ale House. TMZ claims to have seen footage of the incident, but have not released it, which is surprising. Maybe it got shown to them and they just didn't want to meet the price tag on it. Like, look what we got, $1 million. Supposedly, this is what it shows. David Harbour of Stranger Things came running out of the joint with another guy's hat, yelling, "Come on, dude, effing get me." Then the owner of the hat, we're talking about a hat, just a plain old hat, can be seen walking after David saying, "What the F did I do to you, dude? What did I do to you? Give me my hat. Come on, get the hat. Get the hat." The man eventually does get his hat back, but a witness says David spiked it on the ground. He's cracking up, you guys. And started asking people about the Iraq war and then got emotional and kneeled down to pray. One source close to David is saying he is a diagnosed bipolar. And this might be that. And of course, coming out of a bar, you're like, okay, that's just going to exacerbate things. The source says, wouldn't be surprised if that's what he's dealing with here after working nonstop all year and having his personal life under public scrutiny. This was him cracking up.
This is where I used to live.
Encinitas?
Encinitas. I lived there for a long time. North County, San Diego is asleep at 9 p.m. Mm. It just is.
I don't have a time stamp on this.
It's a daylight. By day, there's people running and biking and surfing and playing, and there's just not a lot of nightlife there.
They're so tired. They have to go.
I'm very surprised. This Encinitas Ale House wasn't there, and it's been obviously a long time since I've lived there. But when you said Encinitas, I thought, oh my God, I live there.
Mm.
It sounds like he's an alcoholic. I mean, maybe he's not, and it is that bipolar thing, but that's the kind of dumb thing that a drunk gets up to. Catch me with your hat, right, guy. Nah, I got other hats. Have a good one.
Right. And the whole thing where now someone's trying to sell this video and just, here's you looking like an ass.
Maybe it was a magic hat, like Frosty.
Oh, maybe. That would put a Christmas spin on this.
Yeah.
I will say, though, that he has had quite the year, hasn't he?
He has. And so he was scheduled to do some, they were calling it scheduling conflicts, but he had some stuff to do for Stranger Things and has pulled out of at least one event that they had planned.
So have you watched the new season yet?
No, I haven't watched it.
You're waiting for all of them.
Well, I'm not just waiting for all of them. We're going to watch it with the whole fam because we've watched all of them together.
It's good.
Yeah, I'm excited. So the new ones drop on Christmas Eve?
Christmas Day?
Oh, is it Christmas Day? And then New Year's Eve is when the finale, which, by the way, it's also in theaters. You can go and, maybe you and your family want to go and be at a big Stranger Things party. I can see that being pretty fun.
Susan and I have tickets to go on New Year's Day, in the afternoon.
Oh, that's fun.
Because we had so much fun watching episode 4, particularly in our house. We were like, wow, it would be cool to be with like a whole group of people who are just as into the show as we are. So we bought tickets.
You think everybody's going to be like dressed up as different characters?
Oh, I don't know.
You could shave your head and be like young.
Shave your head. Shave your head. Shave your head.
Or just put a bald cap on.
I shaved my head for $1 million.
Oh, for $1 million?
Yeah.
How about $30,000 cash right now?
Hmm.
Oh my God.
See, I knew it wasn't $1 million.
I have a friend who just wrote me and said,
"My whole body for that."
You nailed it. I know he's bipolar. I stopped drinking because alcohol and manic episodes don't mix.
They don't.
Yeah.
So it might be it.
Could very well be. All right, that's it for this break. What do you got coming up, Ben?
Admissions from a former police that you're going to want to hear after these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah, Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 9.05, your chance, your first chance today to win Alice's ultimate stocking stuffer. Tickets to all of these shows in 2026. Ed Sheeran, Olivia Dean, Ariana Grande, Louis Capaldi, and the San Francisco Symphony's Pirates of the Caribbean and The Lord of the Rings. Tickets to all of them in Alice's ultimate stocking stuffer.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. In Contra Costa County, Fremont Bank Foundation is helping nonprofits like Loaves and Fishes and Trinity Center bring warmth and care to those who need it most. From meals to festive gatherings, these organizations make the season brighter. Learn more at FremontBank.com/giving. Thanks, Fremont Bank. Here's what's happening. So we do have rain expected today and through the next week. On and off, but rain, nonetheless, going to be here for Christmas. The Rams lost a really good Thursday night football game last night. The Seahawks are now alone in first place in our division, The Niners play on Monday night at Colts, 5:15 game time. This first story is it's a huge bummer, but I actually didn't believe that. I don't want to say that this is all police. I don't want to even say that. I would have said nobody's doing that.
Oh.
Except somebody's doing that. An ex-Missouri trooper admits to hunting for nude photos on women's phones during traffic stops.
Oh, like how did they get a hold of your phone?
He admitted in federal court this week that he used his badge to unlawfully search women's cell phones during traffic stops, specifically looking for nudes. David McKnight, 40, pleaded guilty to 9 counts. Jesus. He acknowledged violating the women's constitutional rights and said that for a period of about a year, it looks like, this is a plea agreement. He targeted women while on duty in uniform while driving a marked patrol vehicle. In several instances, he pulled women over for traffic violations, took their phones back to his patrol car, claiming, "I need to verify your ID and your insurance coverage." Once out of sight, he accessed the devices without a warrant or probable cause, scrolled through their private galleries to locate nude images, and either sent them to himself or took pictures of the pictures on his cell phone.
I'll take the bear.
The misconduct wasn't limited to standard traffic stops. He also exploited interactions with women he encountered after car accidents, vehicle breakdowns, and even one woman flagged him down to report a careless driver.
Okay. And he's like, oh, great, another opportunity to get some nudes for my collection.
The scheme unraveled when two of the victims became suspicious of how long he remained in his vehicle with their phones.
Gross.
They reported the behavior to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, triggering an internal review, and he was caught.
Good.
Forensic analysis later proved that this guy had navigated specifically to folders containing private explicit content on victims' devices. And who knows, so far this is going ongoing, but who knows what does that guy get?
Well, I mean, he's lost his job,
right? That's out, of course. Yeah.
I don't know what you give that guy, but it's so gross. Like, that's... If somebody called you to say, there's someone peeping me. Oh my God, I'm so scared. I'm in my house and someone's peeping me. You're doing the same thing. Like it's such an invasion of privacy. It's so gross. And of course, I'm not saying no female cop ever did this, but of course it's a dude. Gross. That's so gross. That's just letting your wildest fantasies run free. Like, oh yeah, and then I'll just text myself and then I'll delete the text. I hope they found evidence of that. That's just, it's so disappointing. I'm so disappointed in you. And hopefully you're the only cop that ever did that.
I'm sure at times in the past when we've talked about stuff like this, I've probably said a cop wouldn't do that. I've probably said that. Like, why?
Right.
No.
Cop's not going to do that. You know, when you, I think you've told me that you have your ID on your phone now, yeah?
Yes.
It's one of the things that crossed my mind is for anybody who has that and has to hand, I was like, oh God, now you got to hand your phone to somebody else.
Well,
that's, I've heard people at parties will do that. Somebody's phone's getting passed around with a thing and some guy goes, let me just take a look here real quick.
I imagine that is the best reason for doing this story today is if you put your ID on your phone and you have to hand your phone to somebody, I don't know what that means for your
privacy
photos. I would have told you cops aren't busy with that, but there's every batch of apples.
This guy was busy with it. He was in his car so long I got suspicious. Gross.
Well, it's one of those things, too, that if you haven't had to interact with police at all in your life, it might make you really nervous and really scared to find yourself pulled over. You might
be like, okay, take my phone.
Right.
Sure, officer, I'm trying to be compliant.
And I've had my run-ins as a young man, certainly, and now I'm not thrilled to be pulled over, but I know to be cool, don't make quick moves. You know, I'm not going to...
Don't reach into your pocket.
I'm not reaching into my glove box without saying, the info you need is in my glove box. I'm going to go in there now.
Right.
You know, I'm careful.
Right.
I don't want them to feel jumpy. I want them to feel fine.
Our phone number and text number is 800-400-3697. If you are a cop listening to this, what set of circumstances actually requires a cop to take your phone unlocked away from your car? Is there some actual reason that you should ever get other than scan my... I would assume the person could... that the cop could scan your ID, right? If these things are legal and you're handing it, here's my ID, he should be able to scan it right by your door. Is there any reason why they would have to take your phone unlocked to their car?
Walk away from you.
Right. Why would they have, I would love to know, is there some reason? Because if there is, then maybe you should consider getting one of those vault things for your photos. Some password advice so that they can't get in
right,
there.
Right, maybe that's the move, or maybe,
but
I don't
what
know.
I mean, I can't even, I other than maybe your ID's on there and they have something that scans it in the car, but even that should take 2 seconds. It's a horrible violation.
And it is one of those things where you again, if you've never dealt with police, you would just submit.
Okay.
Right, you would just submit. You would say, I don't, you know. I remember hearing a song Jay-Z did on one of his albums where he's talking
Jay-Z
about, not that one, he's talking about, I know my rights and you don't get to go in my glove box or something like that. It's one of his, and I'm sitting there going, when I was 16, they would tear my car apart, put it all on the sidewalk. I might've been on a date with Darcy, the girl that I would, and they would, I'd be sitting there going, there's nothing, bro. This time. I mean, yes, there were other times where they, you know, found whatever
they
needed.
Well, phew, you didn't get me on those times.
I'm just here on a date with my girlfriend, bro. Please, tear the car apart. No concern for my rights, and I didn't know my rights. I didn't
Clearly.
Know to try and say,
you can't
hey, wait
search my car without cause.
Now, maybe as a 16-year-old, I didn't have rights. Maybe that was the case.
Oh.
I wouldn't know.
There are different rules for under 18
it's
drivers.
It's changed considerably, yeah. too, even since those days. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, but it's just one of those weird things where a lot of people don't know their rights.
Right.
Or know
your
what
rights.
They can or can't
the
say.
The more you know.
Oh, that's a no. You can't look in there.
Yeah.
Can you say that? I don't know.
If it's within your rights.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you.
and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
A record 8 million Americans are expected to fly sometime over the next 2 weeks. 8 million.
Mm.
If you're in that group, here are four tips straight from the TSA.
Okay.
Don't wrap your gifts.
Oh.
If your present triggers the alarm, they'll have to open it to inspect it.
Instead, will they be careful and, you know, neatly unwrap it?
Probably not.
Neatly wrap it back up?
Usually there's a big crush of people trying to get through and they're going to be in a rush. Instead, they say they recommend either using a gift bag or box, but don't wrap your stuff before you travel. Traveling with food, solid food items like fruitcake, candy canes, and chocolates can go in your carry-on. Liquids and spreadable food like eggnog, wine, champagne, sauces, and jams should be packed in your checked baggage.
Oh. And don't lock your checked baggage because if they see something, they're going to just break everything and rip that bag apart. Duct tape it back up.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your holidays.
Remember, you need a real ID or passport now. Earlier this year, it became a requirement for adult travelers to have a real ID, passport, or other approved ID for flights in the U.S. Beginning in February, they'll start charging you if you don't have it. I'm surprised they allow
you?
Yeah, like a fee. I don't understand why they're letting anyone.
Well, yeah, what difference does a fee make?
So many people don't have a real ID that they just can't uphold that law.
I've flown a lot since this has taken effect, and I chit chat with the TSA agents when you're standing in line, and they were telling me that you would be shocked at how many people showed up, no real IDs, after being told over and over and over
for years.
Again. Yeah, that they have.
So I don't understand how a fee fixes that, though.
I don't know either.
Who gets that money, and is it like...
Well, they have to add more TSA agents then, because some TSA agent has to go through the rest of their, whatever they've got, their IDs and stuff, and I think they take notes of it and then, you know, let them through.
Oh.
But it's you know, it's,
I can't
it's
believe
more staffing.
Why don't they just say no?
Right.
And turn them away.
Because people flip the F out.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but this is one of those things where I understand there's always someone with a story. I couldn't because, I'm special because everybody else had to go get this crap. Everybody else had to go get this crap. It really should be you don't fly without it.
Yeah.
We told you that. You had years. Not months.
They kept pushing it back and pushing it back.
Years to get this stuff sorted out.
I went through this on Thanksgiving. I was in line and I got at the airport like 2 hours early. And this is Oakland. I never get to Oakland 2 hours early. But every news report, everything was saying, this is bad this year. You really need to get there. And I'm glad I did. But the woman in front of me just would not shut up about, I'm going to miss my flight. I'm going to, you know, and I'm like, you should have got here earlier. Like that's... Everybody else
That's
did.
On you. We're all here.
Yeah, we're all
right.
Yeah, trying to
and
get
everyone's
to this
trying to get on their flight.
Yeah, and she was, and then she flipped out on the TSA agent because they looked through her bag and she's like, "I'm already late for my flight. It's boarding," and it's like, you know,
sorry, Holmes.
Sorry, you had
sounds
a water
like a you problem.
Yeah, it's a you problem, not a me problem. And she held me up because she's complaining to the TSA agent. And
right.
I'm like, just move on, lady.
Mm. Do you know an absolutely stupendous woman?
Sarah.
Thanks. I feel like I do know an absolutely stupendous woman.
This is the single
couple of them actually
most meaningful compliment you can give a woman.
Is that they're stupendous?
No. They say here that if you want to tell her how great you think she is without coming off generic or cliche, like the 7,000 other people who've told her how great she is with I guess, generic or cliche compliments. Don't tell her she's beautiful. In a world saturated with praise about appearance, the most meaningful compliment you can give a woman has nothing to do with how she looks. It's about recognizing who she is. I'm reading all this to you now because I can't wait to tell you what it is and then see how you react to it. Like, would a guy saying this to you gain any positive foothold, or would you go, okay, that's cheesy and lame?
Okay. Listen closely, Bob.
Complimenting a woman's character, her integrity, her resilience, her intelligence, or emotional depth hits way deeper than the "you're beautiful, I'd really love to if you want to," you know.
Well, you had me at "you're beautiful." Like, you know, you didn't need to put all the gross stuff on top of it.
It doesn't fade by the... This is complimenting someone about something that doesn't fade by the end of the day or depend on youth, fashion, or trends. It tells her she's truly seen and heard. The compliment is, "you enchant me." It's poetic. It's full of romance, and it's undeniably powerful. Sarah, does
like
"you enchant me"? If John said...
I'm trying to think of like people, guys I know who could look at me and say, "you enchant me." I'd be like, what are we in, a Grimm's fairy tale? Like, no, stop it.
Or a Taylor Swift song.
Yes, or a Taylor Swift song.
Bob, you're more romantic than Sarah is. Does that work on you?
I am pretty jaded, that's true.
It all depends on the delivery. It's not speaking to me the way you said it, but maybe in the right circumstances.
Bob, you're enchanting.
Ew, definitely not that.
I just got the ick.
Now it's ruined forever. So
I'm
now
not using that this weekend.
Definitely won't ever work.
But I do. I will say this. Would I prefer to hear, "oh, that was a smart move," or, you know, "oh man, it was really impressive how you accomplished that," you know, one thing. Like something like that is so much more meaningful, I think, than, "God, you know, what a great ass you've got," or whatever.
Totally. Like, I also don't even feel like enchant really aligns with all those things in the lead up.
Right,
like,
I agree.
Saying "you actually enchant me" doesn't say you're smart, you're wise, you're...
It means I'm under the spell of your allure and I'm into you because I think you're hot. That's what enchanting is in this day and age.
Maybe what they're trying to say is that at least this person searched for another way to say, I'd really love to. No?
So that's the bottom line. That's always going to be what
I don't know.
Is that the point of compliments?
Apparently. I don't know what they're going for here. "You enchant me" seems like you've searched long and far for the right words to get across what? "You enchant me" seems more to me
like a romantic...
like a romantic gesture, right, than it does a true compliment of how...
Maybe
this
it's supposed
person...
to encompass all the things. Like, you're not just beautiful, you're intelligent and strong and smart.
I'm going to try that on my next date.
Please don't.
I'm going to try that. "You enchant me."
I advise you not to.
I'll tell you what happens.
You have a date this weekend, don't you?
"She enchants me."
Don't. Do it.
Yeah, don't
it's
do it.
And honestly, it
just
almost feels like
know
an archaic word. Like, don't do it just because it'll stick out. Just don't do it. Just like, how about, "I'm really enjoying our interaction.
I'm enjoying our interaction.
Yeah. That's romantic.
What a fun... I'm telling you, I'm not looking for romance. I was like, wow, I'm having a great time. This is a really fun conversation.
This interaction is enchanting.
I don't like it personally.
I'm interested in your opinions on things.
I don't think I could sell it, and I don't like it personally, but I was curious how you guys would react to that.
I don't like it.
I don't think it's it. Keep no. keep looking for
I like
another
stupendous
word.
I felt like stupendous was way
agreed
more... Agreed. Like, you are... I am flabbergasted by your stupendosity.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Maddie's got those for you.
All right. 415, "enchant me" feels barfy.
It does feel
to
a
me too.
Like,
"All I want for Christmas is Maddie to blow me a kiss on YouTube. Love you guys and hope you have a wonderful holiday. XO, Roxy and Danvo." Roxy, mwah, mwah, mwah.
Ew, you always have to make it.
You ruin everything. I'm very disenchanted right now.
Come on. Good morning, radio family. Love you all and wish you the happiest of holidays with your families. Looking forward to hearing you again in 2026. OFOC, HYGL, especially Vinny, Mike, and Petaluma listening on Odyssey.
Thanks, Mike. You're the best.
That's very nice.
And we got a lot of texts from, like this one from Jessica from San Mateo, who were saying, hey, put your nudes in the hidden folder that is locked and needs your face or pin. They have that on the new iPhone. That's definitely a feature that you can, you have a lock folder for photos. So,
Good.
I'm assuming
handy.
They did it just for that.
Yeah, so that the cops can't violate your privacy and get all enchanted with you.
Or, you, as you stated, someone passing their phone around at a party might have their phone. You know, someone walks off, goes into a bathroom, locks the door, and then starts, let me see what's in here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, I brought it in here. My bad. I'll be done in
I'll be done in 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
Or so.
What? And then Craig,
in the middle
happened.
Of something.
Coming up, we're giving away our big stocking stuffer prize pack of concert tickets. And Craig in Livermore asks, does your prize stocking include popcorn? Don't you love callbacks to an earlier story?
I do. That was funny.
Have a great vacation. Thanks, Craig.
All right. And that is what we're doing next. The ultimate stocking stuffer, courtesy of Alice. You can win it next.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.